The good news is people going places and doing things on the Kenai Peninsula came home to a warm home with no frozen pipes and able to light their gas stoves and cook their meals. And yet we have a lot of intrepidation going on because we wonder if we are a natural gas customer, are we going to have enough natural gas? I'm talking with John Sims, the guy who, well, has and doesn't have the answer to that, but he is the president of NSTAR. And John, you make a lot of people nervous, and a lot of people are nervous. And when we think about importing LNG to one of the most gas-rich states on the globe, it sounds like we're dealing with something that's stupid.
Yeah, it really is. I'm not going to say stupid, but I'm going to say it's a frustrating scenario, no doubt. And you know, I think what NSTAR is trying to do is really raise awareness about the likely path that we're heading down, and that's the importation of LNG. So it's not that we're going to be out of gas in our pipes. It's going to be coming from someplace. Unfortunately, the likelihood is over the long term, it might not be coming from Cook Inlet anymore. And that is, as a born and raised Alaskan, it's heartbreaking because there's no question that for the state of Alaska, the best bang for our buck is to be buying Alaska resources, but it's becoming more and more challenging.
But we are not running out of natural gas.
No, and that's really the confusing part of this message is there's a ton of gas in Cook Inlet, right? Everybody said that from the federal government to DNR. We know there's gas out there. What we're challenged with is finding companies that are actually able, financially able, to make the significant investment that's required to go out, develop the resources, and bring them to the market. And so that's the piece that we're really trying to champion down in D.C. is we have producers, willing producers, that are interested in developing the resources, and they have very specific needs that they're communicating, that they're telling people that they need in order to make those investments. And we're not done with the legislative session yet, but we haven't quite got there. And so I'm hopeful. I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing down in Juneau from the perspective of there are legislators that are taking a look at this seriously, and I think wanting to make an impactful change to improve the state of Alaska from an energy perspective.
So there is a piece to the puzzle that still may be put in place, which would be politically making it feasible in order to keep the supply of gas into, well, your shortage looks like on your graphs you're talking about before the 2030 year.
Yeah, it's definitely on the doorstep. And I think the biggest thing that Alaskans need to accept is that we will need some sort of subsidy or some sort of incentive from a business perspective because we don't have the demand that's required for a market-based product to bring lower cost energy. So at this point, we're just looking to sustain energy costs and not have increases. If we go with the 100% market-based solution, we're looking at increases of 40, 50, potentially double of what we're paying today. And that's what we're trying to avoid because that is an economy killer.
Well, even if we started building a pipeline from the North Slope tomorrow, we wouldn't be able to meet the demand according to what your shortages seem to be saying.
That's true, and that's also part of this challenge is we're dealing with really two different phases in time. We're dealing with the short term or the near term, which is right in front of us, and we're trying to fix that. But we're also trying to work with the state and the federal delegation to come up with a long-term solution so that us as Alaskans can rest assured that their utilities are going to be able to provide the same service at the same high level of expectation that they have today.
Is there anything that your customers can do to encourage our legislators to do something that will meet the demand?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that question. There's a lot that the customers can do. They need to be engaged down in Juneau and hear what types of legislation is being proposed and understand what it is exactly that the producers need. There's a lot of discussion about, well, if we give royalty relief, that's less to the state. Well, the state's not realizing those revenues today anyway. So let's encourage them to give that royalty relief so that we can have low cost of energy, which ultimately is going to impact our homes, our schools, and our businesses.
Many folks say, let's switch over to alternate energy.
Yeah, so I do think that there's a place for renewable energy. Diversification is always a good thing, but there's certain levels and certain components to that that make things complicated. So, I've said a number of times publicly that, back in January when we had some challenges with deliverability and supplying gas to meet the demands of our customers, the sun wasn't shining and the wind turbines weren't spinning. And that was part of the problem. You can't be reliant upon those types of renewable power generation during those times when we need it most. You have to have dispatchable energy during peak demand, and that doesn't provide that solution.
So if a listener wanted to get more details and see the graphs, is there a website they can go where they can get involved and help avoid this shortage?
Absolutely. So we have a lot of information on nstarnaturalgas.com. And also, the state of Alaska has a fantastic website that has all the presentations that have been given. It's searchable, so you can actually see the presentations from the producers where they make the specific requests of the legislature as to what they need to make investments. So there's a lot of resources online available to customers.
So if you want to come home from Hawaii to a warm home without frozen pipes, get involved and let's get over this crisis once again. John, thank you for your presentation. I'm Earl Sikorski, returning you to that Keep the Heat On sound of KSRM.